Hey, this is Lewis Howard, Lewis Howard Live, another inspirational recipe for your soul. So think of our show as like grandma's home cooking, you know, that meal that only a grandma can make. You might have mashed potatoes anywhere in the planet, but boy, when you have them at grandma's house, phew, nothing like those mashed potatoes. I'm making fried chicken today, and there's nothing like Southern fried chicken. You got to have a specific recipe. Did you know that's what life's like? Life really is a recipe. You may not have thought it in terms of that. Sometimes we'll say life is a formula, life is goals, life is different things, but that life really is made up of ingredients, your gifts, your talents, your abilities, your time, your resources, people. All that goes in to the meal of life, right? There's no drive-by life. Right? You can't just go by McDonald's and say, hey, can you give me one side of life, please, and hold the ketchup? No, it doesn't work like that. It's all got to be put together. And so today I want to just share about my perspective and my experience on originality. And it's a word that's used because it means to be distinctive, to be one of a kind. And the Colonel's original recipe, the original painting. We know that an original is worth a lot more than a copy. If I got the original painting to a famous artist, Andy Warhol, Neiman, you name them, Picasso, I got something worth something. I can take the same painting, but if it's proved to be a copy, it does not have much value. We've heard the term or the saying, imitation is the best form of flattery. What does that mean? Well, that means sometimes people will copy. They'll copy your sayings. You know, I grew up in the South in Texas, and we had a lot of sayings. And so you would hear something and you copy that saying. You know, my grandma used to say, you know, if you lie down with dogs, you get up with fleas. That was a saying. And so you've heard me probably on the podcast quote, you know, a grandmother saying. And I copied that because that was a good thing. If somebody's doing something good, you can copy that. If they're living a good life, there are people that you want to copy and model your way of life on that. So it's good. It, you know, you don't have to always reinvent the wheel. But here's the danger of a copy. When you start copying things from other people's lives, so I see this celebrity and I like what they do. I see this athlete, so I like what he does. I see this business person, I like what they say. I want to take this, I want to take that, I want to take this piece, and then I want to make a life of it, but it's not original. What I really want to do is I want to become the original. So everyone in the clothing business knows that a designer has an original design. A home builder has an original design. And sometimes if you are looking at a Frank Lloyd Wright home, you need to go back and look at the original design. Why? Because people have come along and they have copied things or they've added things to the home and it no longer looks like the original. When you allow people or you add things to your life, you're not always enhancing your life. You're not always adding value. Sometimes more is just more. Okay, more makeup is just more makeup. More jewelry is just more jewelry. It doesn't necessarily make you more value. More muscles sometimes is just more muscles, right? It doesn't make you a better person. It doesn't make you more valuable. But especially in our age of social media, because we look at a lot of people's lives through social media. The problem with that is that copying sometimes is the best of a person's life. You're not copying the entire life because you don't see the entire life. You're seeing them at the beach. You're seeing them at the restaurant. You're seeing them in their new car, in their new home, or on their vacation, or on their yacht. You're copying a piece of their life. And sometimes what I know, because I've been behind the scenes in some famous people's lives or popular people's lives, it's nowhere near what is shown on social media. I have been standing in the room where fights have broken out prior to taking a group photo. So you don't know, right? Or you get the celebrity, the famous person who is an influencer, and you've been following this person, TikTok, Instagram, wherever, and all of a sudden the person decides to come out and then say, well, by the way, I'm bankrupt. Or by the way, I'm depressed. Or by the way, I got seven babies' mamas. By the way, you know, a couple people been asking, right? Nobody's really been asking, but now you feel this need to tell those people who have copied your life. I have trouble with athletes that says, I'm not a role model. You are a role model, because anytime you become a public figure, you become something that people can copy. Every word that comes out of your mouth is copyable. Charles Barkley said this. MJ said this. So you do become a role model. You may not want to be, but you become a role model. So going back to this thing is, if you copy too much of other people's lives, then where is your originality? If you're a walking script and billboard for every famous person that you want to be, then what are you? Okay. If two of us are identical, one of us is unnecessary. We don't need two Michael Jordans in the world, right? We don't need two. We got one. We don't need two Tiger Woods in the world. We need another originality, more originality. So I didn't like my life growing up. I wanted to be anything other than who I was. So I would pick the best family and I would try to copy their life, how they walked, how they talked, and how they dressed. But the thing was, is it didn't make me that family. I still was me. And at some point in life, I had to deal with the reality of who I was. And I had to come to like and appreciate who I am. And I can tell you today, I appreciate who I am. I wouldn't trade places with me. Okay. Not even for a billionaire. I wouldn't trade places with my life because there's so many good things yet to come. I may not be as big as I want to be or rich as I want to be or as famous as I want to be. And it'd be temptation to copy a lot of other people's lives that I have access to. But I like being an original, right? I'd rather be less and be an original than be more than just be an imitation. Imitation after imitation after imitation after imitation after imitation. It just dulls the value, right? I know people that love fake things, right? They have they buy the Rolex because they want the feeling of owning a real Rolex, but they bought a copy. They bought a fake, right? I remember years ago, a friend of mine that I used to work with named Patrick, and maybe Patrick watching, hope life's well for you. But Patrick was famous for buying fake Rolexes. Well, one of the things you have to know when you buy a copy of a Rolex, one of the distinctions of a real Rolex is Rolexes is an automatic movement, which means it sweeps, okay? And I remember we're all standing around and we hear this tick, 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 tick. And somebody said, what's that ticking? And we found it, it's Patrick's watch, because my watch is not ticking, it's a Rolex. We hold it up, and sure enough, his watch is ticking, which means that it had a quartz movement inside of what looked like to be Rolex. He had copied it. Okay, so you can think about different parts of life you've copied. Some are good. Don't get me wrong. There are some good things to copy in life, but there are some things that are not so good to copy. So you got to chew the meat and spit out the bones. Every celebrity is not good to copy. Every famous politician or individual is not good to copy. And you don't want to be a life made up of copy and paste, because that's what you end up with. You are copied and paste. You got a whole bunch of walls and windows and things added to your life. You have a bunch of philosophies, sayings, beliefs, narratives, decision-making process. Where is the real you, right? Who am I? Remember these questions people would get into a distress. Who am I? Why am I here? You know why? Because they've been living another life and now the reality of their call has come. So my encouragement to you is that even if you're less than what you want to be an original. Because I've learned firsthand, it may take a minute, it may take some time, but you'll get there. Even if you have to wait till you're an OG, I would rather do that and be original than be a young gun full of swag, but I'm not even myself. So I want to encourage you to just think about the things that have been added to you and the things that you've added. Is that part of your original design or pattern? Would you consider yourself one of one? Or are you one of 10,000? Are you one of a million? Because as close as you can get to that one of one, you'll increase your value. Your talents will shine better. Your gifting will shine better. Your authenticity will shine better. And that's important, right? Because when you're communicating with people, you want to sound authentic and real. You don't want to sound like the person you saw on TV. You don't want to be running around sounding like Kim Kardashian, Kendrick Lamar, right? You want to sound like who you are. I don't want to wake up trying to sound like Elton John or Stevie Wonder. I want to sound like Lewis Howard because I want that to be authentic. I want you to be authentic. That's why we do this show, to help you become the best version of yourself. This is Lewis Howard. Thank you for joining us for another conversation. We will see you again on another edition of Lewis Howard Live, Inspirational Recipes.